朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
非常感谢主，不管我们在哪里，我们的主都是同一位啊。
We praise the Lord, no matter where we are, we have the same Lord.
也不管我们碰到怎样的困难和挑战，神永远是全能的。
Regardless the circumstances or the challenges, God is Almighty.
也不管我们的需要有多大，神的恩典永远是够用的。
No matter how great is our need, and God's grace is always sufficient.
弟兄姊妹们平安，还忘了问安
呢。Brothers and sisters, forgot to greet you.
今天是2008年的第一次主日聚会。
And this is the first Sunday of the year 2008.
也是我们新的一个系列的第一堂聚会。
And also the first message of a series.
那今天也是我们香柏牧开学第一堂课。
And also the first class of the Cedar Training Center.
这么多个第一、第一、第一，但是弟兄姊妹，如果主不在其中，就没有价值啊。
Even though we have many things that are the first for the year, but without the Lord, everything is insignificant.
这几天我自己常常被我那天讲的斯百克弟兄的那句话提醒啊。
Now, these days, I'm often reminded by the statement of Brother Sparks that I share with you.
最小的事上。只要跟基督发生关系就是最大的事。
Anything, even the smallest things, as long as it has something to do with Christ, is the biggest thing.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得我们最近发生了哪些大事没有啊？
I don't know if you have experienced anything great.
我们希望我们的日子在神的眼中没有小事的日子，都是大事。
I hope that anything we encounter will be considered great in God's sight.
好了，我们这一系列要讲近前的操练。
And now we have a series that's exercise of godliness.
大家还记得我们整个冬令特会的主题是什么？
Do you still remember the theme about New Year conference?
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄们、原来的是说 Holy Brothers.
Holy Brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling.
被他讲完了。Anyway. 弟兄姊妹，过圣洁的生活是神召我们很重要的目的啊。
And one of the main purposes of God's calling us is to live a godly life.
我们说过，它不仅仅是神的要求，其实也是神的应许。
To be holy is not only God's command, but also God's promise.
神要求我们圣洁，让我们这个人在神面前完全降卑下来啊。
God requests, demands that we be holy so that we completely humble ourselves before Him.
让我们在圣洁的面前承认，我是一个没有圣洁的人，我不可能达到神的圣洁。
In front of holiness, we have to confess that in myself there's nothing holy. By my might, it's impossible for me to achieve holiness.
是我们心服口服的降服在神救恩面前，而来接受他的圣洁，做圣洁。
Therefore, we humble ourselves before God in speechless and accept His holiness as our holiness.
那我们现在要来讲敬虔。
Now let's talk about godliness.
那首先我们要来看看到底什么叫做敬虔。
First, let's look at what is godliness.
我们不晓得大家想想看，你当你听到敬虔这两个字，你第一个印象是什么？
What is your first impression when you think of godliness?
穿着长袍的主教。
Maybe you wear a long robe like a pope.
或是不苟言笑，道貌岸然，有点像你们现在这样。
Or you with a solemn face without smile like you guys now.
终于笑了哈。
Now you're smiling.
我们对敬虔有一个主观的观念，觉得那样子叫敬虔。I don't want to be like that.
If we have a subjective impression of godliness like that, then we don't want to be godly.
甚至我们觉得这个人到一个地步是觉得神圣不可侵犯的样子。
Oh, we feel someone is so godly that it's unapproachable.
那再严重一点的话，这个当事人自己都会觉得他自命清高，他觉得他真的很了不起哦。
Or even the person himself will feel, oh, I'm so godly, I'm so great.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神所说的这个敬虔。
But this is not the godliness that God wants.
以前我听到一个年长的传道人说，他还听说有一种传道人培训班啊。
I heard from an elderly brother that there was a training class for ministers.
他训练你怎么走路的啊。
They even train you how to walk.
哪里可以像我这样子在台上比来比去的呢？
You can't just make moves on the podium like me.
他们连圣经夹在哪里都有讲究。
They even teach you how to hold your Bible.
然后碰到 Melody 要怎么笑哈，对不对？
And how to smile when you see your sister Melody.
碰到弟兄该怎么打招呼都有讲究的。
How to greet brothers.
你如果在一个上千人的大堂，你要走上讲台，我跟你讲，这个脚都不知道怎么走的。
You don't even know how to walk up to a podium with an audience of more than 1,000 people.
啊，所以有这种传道人牧师的训练班是这一方面的训练。
Therefore, they train you how to walk and how to be.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个仍然不是神所要的。
But that's not the godliness that God wants.
圣经里面讲到敬虔。
The Bible, the godliness in the Bible.
基本上是从两个角度来讲。
Has two aspects.
第一个角度是向神去的。
First is toward God.
是讲到我们因着对神一个极深的敬畏而产生的那种前进的态度和言行。
Out of our fear for God, and then there comes our talk, the way our talk and speech.
所以这种前进的这种态度和言行是结果。
So that godly attitude and speech is just a result, consequence of our fear.
怎么样子会让我们产生出这种虔诚的这种态度和言行呢？是因为我们敬畏神。
It's because of our fear for God. Therefore, we have this conduct.
它自然从我们里面出来的，不是装给人看的。
So the attitude and conduct is a natural product.
不是因为
something man-made.
不是因为要满足什么要求，什么会的要求，你必须穿什么袍，必须头发留多长啊，必须不能够带什么啊，等等。
It's not an act to satisfy certain man-made requirements.
全部都是因为你在这位神的面前对他的真认识和真敬畏所产生出来的一种自然敬虔的态度和言行。
So the attitude is actually a natural product out of our love and our deep fear for God.
刚才我们唱这首诗歌 Holy, Holy, Holy 你一唱你里面自己就会觉得我想要敬拜神，我不知道你们有没有这个感觉。
Like the song we just sang, Holy, 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 as we sing that naturally we have the desire to worship God.
我靠的感冒都还是不够低，那种真正那种会唱贝斯的 Holy 一唱你更觉得啊。
And if you hear someone singing with a true bass voice, then you have this desire to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，其实我个人里面觉得敬虔就是讲到我们在神面前过生活。
So to me, actually, being godly is the way we live before God.
你真在神的面前，你真是在信心里面进入神的同在，你我的生活言行态度自然敬虔。
If we enter into God's presence by faith, then naturally our attitude and our life will be godly.
你会敬畏他的啊。
Because we will fear Him.
我讲到一半，我想起我的父亲。我父亲大概起码有三次还是四次，从前被老蒋总统召见过。
So my father was actually summoned by President Chiang Kai-shek three or four times.
他是台湾第一届、第三届克难英雄代表等等，好，所以。他说到他们这一批人进去的时候，一定都要先经过训练的。
And then he says, before he was summoned to meet President Chiang Kai-shek, he had to go through some training.
然后其实你是这是准备了，你见到那个时候，你去见一国之首，那是敬畏的不得了，不像现在的人哈，这个名字都被拿掉了。
So actually, you have to be trained to fear the.Leader of the president of the nation.
你在古代去见法老，你现在中国去见皇帝，那个时候你很自然的，当你要去见王的时候，你整个的心态是不一样的。
In the ancient times, before you go meet Pharaoh or the king of the emperor of a nation, naturally your attitude will be different.
所以当我们讲到 Holy, 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 来到三而一的神面前，我们很自然就会产生敬畏。
So as we come before this Holy Trinity God, naturally we will.Have this fear.
你不会这样子像你平常这样子的松散随便这个嬉笑的话随便出来，你一定不会的。
You will not act or talk loosely as you usually do.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们等一下刚刚唱的 Holy Holy， 等一下会后如果有一点时间，我们唱285首哈。我今天在王的面前过生活。
If we have time after the message, we'll sing hymn 285 that we're living now in the presence of the King.
弟兄姊妹，我们正在王的面前过生活，你自然就会过出一个敬虔的生活来
As we consciously know we're living before the King, then we naturally live a godly life.
那第二方面呢，是从神而出啊，敬虔的第二方面意义是从神而来啊。刚才的第一面是向神而去。
The first aspect of being godly is toward God, and the second aspect of godly is from God.
所以这个敬虔英文字 godly 本身就是神加上 ly， 就像如神一样或是属神的。
The word godly is God plus ly, it's just like God, it's something of God.
就像我们最近这两天讲到属天，天是 heaven， 加了 ly heavenly， 就是属天的。
Just like we talk about being us being heavenly, heaven is from heaven plus ly, that means you're like heaven,
earthly,
of heaven.
Earthly, 属地的。
It's like earthly, it's composed of earth and earthly.
神 God, godly, 属神的，敬畏神的。
So godly means of God, from God.
另外这边最近这个敬虔的另外一面是讲到我们能够活出像神像主一样那样的美好的生命和生活。
So the second aspect of being godly is to live like God, to be holy like God.
我昨天晚上很好奇，我去查了一下英文字典啊。
So I looked up the English dictionary last night.
我 search 那个 dictionary.com， 它对这个Godliness 的 definition， 它第一个定义是说 confirming to the laws and the wishes of God， 就是讲到合乎或是满足神的要求和期望。
That's the first definition of godliness, as brother you searched the dictionary.com last night.
这是向神去的。
It's toward God.
第二方面呢，它的意思是说 coming from God。Divine 的意思。
That's the second meaning of godliness, coming from God, being divine.
来自于神。
Something
of God. 神圣的。
It's godly, divine.
那希腊字典里面哈，这个 Strong 的 number 2150，他讲到 godly 的意思是讲到人对神当守的本分。
And then in the Hebrew dictionary, in the Strong's, godliness is actually immense responsibility toward God.
而且在新约里面只用在人跟神的关系中间哈，这个 godliness 不用在别的事情上。
In the New Testament, it's only used between God and men. This word is not used anywhere else in any other context.
所以第二方面是讲到我们因为认识神，或是因为拥有了神的生命，我们活出像神一样哈，这样子一个美好的生命和见证。
And then the second aspect of being godly is actually out of our knowledge and the life from God, we get to live out God's beautiful life.
这个圣经里面好几个三章十六节都很重要哈，约翰福音三章十六节是最熟的，还有一个提摩太前书三章十六节，大家记得吧？
Many places in the Bible, the chapter 3 verse 16 are actually important, like John 3:16.
后书三章十六节我们下午讲哈，前书三章十六节大灾敬虔的奥秘。
Like First Timothy 3:16.
他这里讲到 the mystery of godliness 啊，这个敬虔的奥秘到底是什么？
Great is the mystery of godliness.
神在肉身显现，记不记得？
That he appeared in the body.
底下讲到被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。就是每次想到这个 godliness， 这是一件大事情。
So this is the greatness of godliness. He appeared in the body, vindicated by spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, preached to the world, and taken to glory.
神在肉身显现出来。这是一个 the mystery of godliness.
So God appeared in the flesh, in the body, and that is the greatness of godliness.
这个敬虔的奥秘啊。
So、that's the mystery of godliness.
好，那我们对这个敬虔稍微有一点了解以后，我们来看一下敬虔在圣经上。圣经上其实绝大部分新约的教导出现在提摩太前后书跟提多里面哈。
After a little bit understanding godliness, we will look at what's mentioned in the Bible. Actually, mostly they appear in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
彼得书信也有出现过，但是弟兄姊妹在这里讲到有一节很关键的圣经哈，我们一起来读，是我们的背诵经文。
There's a key verse, and that's also our memory verse for the day.
提前四章七到八节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8.
我们从中间读起哈，要在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。弟兄姊妹，也许我们今天早上想说，余弟兄你讲敬虔的操练跟我现在老板叫我加班，家里面经济有困难，孩子生病，到底有什么关系？
So you might be wondering, what does the exercise of godliness have to do with my problems in life, like my job and then my family.
我现在需要的信息不是头上戴冠圈、脚踏在云里面的信息，我需要脚踏实地的信息啊。
The message that I need now is not something that's very holy to make me look like an angel with a halo, but something that I can practice in my daily life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是鬼魔的厉害，他就是把最重要的信息。觉得跟我们是遥远的，跟我们没有关的。
But actually, that is the scheme of the enemy. For us, he deceives us so that we think those important messages that have nothing to do with me.
其实圣经上讲到敬虔这件事情是凡事上都有益处的。
But then the Bible says being godly has value in all things.
请问你快被公司裁员了，这经济的压力，孩子生病，生活困难，算不算凡事？
Does being about to be laid off, or your kids are having sickness or problems in family, are they all included in all things?
先不管你的经历和认为，神的话既然说敬虔这件事情在凡事上都有益处，他就决定能够祝福今天你我最平凡的生活。
Let's lay down your experiences and your concepts. But if God says godliness has value for all things, then of course God will bless us.With all these things, through godliness.
他给我们智慧，让我们在困境中找到出路。他给我们恩典，让我们能够去面对我们所处的困难。给我们力量，让我们可以走得出来。
Because he will give us wisdom and grace and strength to face our situations and give us a way out.
他的操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔。凡事都有益处，而且是今生来生的应许。
It says for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both present life and the life to come.
这明明是有好处，而且是这么重要的好处。
So it does have benefits and very important benefits.
但是我们觉得遥远，觉得陌生，觉得跟自己无关。弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌搞出来的。
But if we feel that it's very remote to me, has nothing to do with us, that's actually the deception of the enemy.
我就像我们在冬令会讲的，弟兄姊妹，不要以为过圣洁生活是吓死人不得了的一个要求，其实是蒙福的路。
Actually, as I mentioned to you in New Year conference, do not think that to live a holy life is something that's very high standard. It's actually our way to blessing.
当我们真正用一种真诚的态度，勇敢去面对神在我们身上给我们的要求。弟兄姊妹，你知道这是大蒙福的事情。
If we sincerely face God's requirements in our life, that is a great blessing.
而现在的基督教里面最常讲的信息，基本上都是讲到神给神、神祝福、神爱、神解决，都不讲人这一面，要怎么样子来合乎神的心意啊。
The most commonly preached messages in Christianity today are about how God will give us, how God will preach, God will bless us.But they hardly talk about our responsibility.
就像带孩子就是哄着、宠着、捧着啊，怕讲坏一点，这个孩子生气了，孩子要离家了。
Just like when we raise our children, we focus on how we should pamper our kids and then be careful not to say the wrong words, otherwise they will just run away from us.
我相信所有在主的面前还正直认真的神的仆人，都不敢。偏离神对人的要求的。
I'm sure any ministers that are righteous and have integrity would dare not to depart from God's demand of men.
第一，我们不是要讨人的喜欢，是要讨神的喜欢。
First of all, we do not please men but please God.
第二，我们知道真正的蒙福其实就在这些事上，而不是在那些表面的安慰啊。
And we all know that a true blessing comes from these things, not superficial comfort.
我们需要带着我们生命的真情，直接诚实的去面对神。
We need to be very true to face our reality.
我们里面如果罪恶不解决，如果我们里面的生活不敬虔，弟兄姊妹，我们不可能在主面前过一个得胜而又蒙福的基督徒生活。
If we do not resolve the problem of sin and we are not godly, it's impossible for us to live a godly life.
就像这个爸爸妈妈哈，你可以了解的哈。如果孩子你如果都要讨他喜欢的话，那你就是常常要买糖给他吃的。
We parents all know that if you want to please your children all the time, then you have to feed them candy all the time.
你叫他吃饭，他说不想吃，我想吃蛋糕。 我想吃糖，那你如果都是要满足他的话，你的孩子是决定被你害了。
At meal time, your kids will say, oh, I don't want to eat meals, I want to eat candy or cake. If you just let them, then you are actually doing harm to them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这个时代里面讲过金钱的生活，要蒙召成为圣洁，听起来好像非常的遥远，但是其实是最最最根基的问题。
So even though it may seem remote that we talk about being holy and being godly, but actually this is very fundamental.
操练身体益处还少，唯独金钱凡事都有益处。大家阿不阿们？
Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. Amen.
然后底下呢，在这个敬虔，在提摩太前书第六章哈，他说到敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力。
In First Timothy,
我们看一下好了，我没有列出经文
的。Godliness with contentment is great gain. Let's look at the scripture.
我们看到提摩太
chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章
First Timothy chapter 6
敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了
Godliness with contentment is great gain
好然后我们跳到第十一集底下说到有衣有食就当知足然后我们跳到第十一节
Then skip to verse 11
你这属神的人要逃避这些事追求公义敬虔敬虔也是讲到我们说的信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Says, but you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
好，然后我们请翻到提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 2.
十六节。
Verse 16.
要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到。更不敬虔的地步。
Avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will spread, will become more and more ungodly.
好，那第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
他讲到末世的人有一些的现象，然后第五节有敬虔的外貌。却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
And this passage talks about the characteristics of ungodly people at end time, and it says having a form of godliness but deny its power, having nothing to do with them.
好，我们最后再读彼得后书第四章。
Lastly, let's turn to Second Peter chapter 2.
不是彼得后书第一章。
Chapter 1, Second Peter chapter 1.
第三节第四节神的神论已将一切关乎生命和前进 godness, 前进的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得以与神的性情有份正因为这缘故你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德性一路上加到第六节后面有了忍耐又要加上前进有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心等等到最后我们读到第十节
And then verse 10 chapter 1 of Second Peter,
跟十一节，所以弟兄们，你们当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的，得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。好，我把这个几个好处都已经读完了哈，那这样我们就不用再读。刚刚讲到第一个好处，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔怎么样？凡事都有益处就在我们所有的 all things 上我们都会得到益处
I just mentioned that physical training is of some value but godliness has value for all things and we just read through all the benefits of being godly
到底是什么益处
So what are the benefits
到底我们得得到得不到
And are we able to obtain them
弟兄姊妹完全在乎我们底下我们生活愿不愿意照着主的话开始操练敬虔
And it's all up to us if we're willing to follow God's command and exercise godliness. I hope this is not just a course, a class in pseudo training.
我希望是我们2008年一开头的时候，头三个月我们都花功夫来学习操练敬虔。
That we will all, I hope that we'll all make an effort to exercise godliness.
让神所应许的这样子的操练能够在凡事上都有益处，这个益处被我们发现，被我们得着。
That we will discover and obtain the benefits as God promised, that godliness has value in all things.
那刚才我们也说过，提摩太前书第六章说到，敬虔加上知足的心便是大利啊。
As we just read, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, godliness with contentment is great gain.
啊，觉得自己是很有知足的心的人，请举手，好不好？
Please raise your hand if you feel content with your life.
举高一点。感谢主，这真的好事，不是不好的事。
This is good.
啊，很多人都举手，哎，举的不多。我老花眼了，我再细看，那都不是举手。
Not many raise your hand.
所以这个知足常乐，这中国话很早就讲了哈。
The Chinese verb says, "If you're content, you're joyful all the time."
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上是讲到什么？敬虔加上知足。
But the Bible says.Godliness with contentment.
很多人没有神，他也一样可以知足。
Many people can be content without God.
你在地上看到很多不是基督徒，但是他活得比我们知足，所以他活得比我们快乐。
Actually, you see, in many people in the world, they are more content and therefore they're more happy than Christians.
那个不知足的人一辈子就为了自己不知足的那个点而不快乐。
And then those who are not content, they're unhappy for the rest of their life because of something they're not content with.
你如果真的是觉得这件事实在太不知足，我建议你去一个地方，你会好很多。
If you just cannot be content with your life, I suggest you to go to a place.
想不想知道？
You want to know where that is?
不是 Starbucks.
It's not Starbucks.
到医院去。
Go to the hospital.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。